Section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
86 Productions.
They know what everybody knows. Better set a letter from a
Welcome to the Q1A Sports League podcast, season number 9, episode 1. I am your host, Andrew Hughes. I'm joined by three special guests this week. The amazing Aaron P. Hughes. We have Dougie Hahn and we have Brian Shadid. Let's get into the results of week 1 for KSL. Kevin over Dave, Aaron over Palmer, Nanagay squeezes on top of Mike, Andy annihilates Boardman, Brian over Doug, and Joe over Oberg. So, Brian, what is the game of the week for you?
For me, I'm going to have to say it's your game. That game came down to be very, 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 very close. And Ty lost, which is awesome because he said he was going to win.
Yeah, so Doug, what's your game of the week?
I'm agreeing, and I think Ty should be thanking you for taking a knee at the one with 2 minutes left and just taking a knee instead of running it into the touchdown.
Yes, yes. And Aaron, what is your game of the week?
I hate to say it, but I'm in agreement. Obviously, you guys had a very close game as a nail-biter for both of you guys at the end.
Yep.
I'm sure that Ty probably stayed up very late that night just to see the results.
Yeah, he cried like a little bitch, and then he jerked off of those tears. That's what happened. He got pwn sauce by me. So my game of the week, actually, I am going to go a different route. I'm going to actually say it was Nanagay over Mike. No, I'm just kidding. It was me over Ty. Come on. I mean, after all those pictures I posted, which took like 5 minutes to do, but still. So the upset of the week. Aaron, what is your upset?
It's tough because Nanagay over Mike, because Nanagay sat, or he had Arian Foster on his starting lineup, but he still beat Mike by quite a margin, by 50 points. I mean, that's hard to do. So I'd say that'd probably be my big one.
All right. So, Doug, what do you think?
I agree. Mike usually has a better performance out of his team. And to have somebody like an Arian Foster in a position that scores high and still defeat him by that much, that's my pick.
Truthfully, I think he was just messing with him. That's why he left Arian Foster in. So, Brian, what is your upset of the week?
I actually have two.
All right.
The first one, I agree with the rest of them. Mike usually does better, and it's Dave Nanagay, who doesn't even know how to play.
Well, all right.
And then the other one is Aaron's game. Wow. Just because Ty knows how to play, and that performance sucked, and Aaron shouldn't have won by that much. So that's another upset.
So it's an upset of the week because I shouldn't have won by that much.
Right? Well, I just won by like upset.
Yeah. So go ahead, Doug. Say what you're going to say.
I was just saying that it makes him so upset that it becomes an upset.
It does. Makes me upset.
So I gotta ask. We actually see Brian beat Doug this week. Doug, what happened?
What happened?
Yeah, what happened?
Brian Urlacher happened. Janikowski happened, and the gay lovers of Stafford to Johnson happened.
Okay. Yeah, who would have thought that Urlacher would have intercepted
29 one? Points.
Yeah.
You can thank Andy for that trade then. That's how I got Stafford.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't happy about that one, but you know what? Gay things happen.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, Eric Berry, I just want to let you know Eric Berry is on the IR, so don't play him next week.
Hey, don't pick him up,
well, Andy. That's the other thing that frustrates me. Even though I had Eric Berry on there, and that was before he was on the IR, he's actually been dropped from my team now. Brian has two defensive players that didn't score jack crap, and I still lost. Thanks to Brian Urlacher scoring 29 points.
Yeah, well, oh well, crap happens. So let's get right in. So week two is a big week. This is what we call rivalry week. So we have AP versus Oberg, got Kevin Smith versus me, Mike versus Brian, Joe versus Doug, Borman versus Nanagay, and Pate versus Palmer. I got to ask, What is the game of the week for you, Brian?
Mine.
Why is that?
I don't know. It just is.
Okay, Doug, what's yours?
It just is.
I'm quickly looking through them, and right now I do have to agree with Brian. I think the closest one for the points will be Brian versus Mike.
All right, all right. I'm going to actually go with a different one. I'm going to actually say Boardman versus Nanagay. So, Aaron,
what bowl game?
Boardman versus Nanagay. Because here's what's going to happen. Ty's going to talk so much crap, and then Dave's going to beat him. And Dave's going to be like, oh, man, I forgot to check my lineup last week. And then Ty, who probably spent like 5 hours working on his lineup, Dave beat him, and he's like, oh, I forgot.
He called me just a little bit ago. He asked me who he should put in for running back. I don't know why, but...
Did you tell him?
I'll tell you what.
Adrian Peterson? He's a free agent.
I told him
right
AP. Yeah, I told him to pick up AP. I'll tell you what. You know the big thing about this week? Every matchup, it's a divisional game. They're all really close games. Like, they're going to be close games. But the thing is, and I hate to say it, but I think that your matchup, Andy, against Kevin, is going to be the biggest matchup because both of you guys are 1-0. And yeah, it's only week two, but nonetheless, that's kind of a big deal. And on top of it, you guys have faced each other 16 times over the course of 9 years.
Yep.
And Kevin is 10-6 against you.
Oh yeah. And by the way, I already have a picture ready for when I defeat Kevin. There's multiple ones. Lots of them. Believe me. So I already got them ready. And when I beat him, I will post all of them. So just be prepared, guys. It's going to take a while to load up these pictures. There's a lot of them. So, but yeah, I'm looking forward to it. So, Doug, what is your upset of the week?
My upset of the week, and I hate to say it, is if I beat Joe.
That's interesting.
I look at Joe's matchups this week, and there's just a lot of upside to his players to where mine – the only real upside I have is if Ben Tate starts again this week and has a huge week again. Other than that, I really don't see myself coming through on this one.
Okay. All right. Brian, upset of the week.
To be continued.
To be continued. Okay. To be continued. I didn't know they were playing early. So, Aaron, what's your upset of the week?
I think it'll be if Joe beats Doug. And the reason I say that is because to have Doug start off 0-2, that'd be quite a surprise. Since I don't think Doug has ever started off 0-2, so it would be quite a surprise if that happens.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. And my upset, I am gonna go actually with Doug over Joe. It's gonna be a weird one, but yeah. Anyway, so news. We need to talk about league news. Why does Dave have 3 kickers? We all know the reason why now. It's because AutoDraft picked that many. Realistically, there should be a limit. 3 kickers tops. But actually,
I got to ask you, though, why is he keeping all 3 kickers?
Well, Nate's done. Nate's is done for the season. Nate King, he's done for the season.
He had 4 kickers.
Oh, that's
he
right.
dropped Nate King.
So why did he set up his rankings before he left.
But why hasn't he dropped them? It's week one. It's week 2. Yeah,
I'm not sure.
I think he's been busy, dude, in all seriousness.
Well, so. He dropped Nate Kading, though.
Well, yeah, because he heard right away that he was done, but he has to decide which kickers to keep. He's going to drop one more. I know that.
I would hope.
He's going to have those kickers in case all the other kickers get injured, and then somebody's going to need a trade.
I do have a question I got to ask everyone. Is Brian, Aaron, and Kevin's team, are they for real, or are they just luck?
They're for real.
Doug?
Wait, same again?
Brian, Aaron, and Kevin's team, are they for real or it's all luck?
It's week one. There was a lot of things that I could see going different in week two and going on with the rest of the league. So, you know what? I will go say that there are some contenders and pretenders in all of them.
All right. All right. Aaron, what do you think?
That guy's team, for real. The other two, we'll see.
I heard that Aaron guy is a homo anyway, so.
He's pretty cool.
I heard he's not. Anyway, so let's just move on. Before we move on to the Elite League, if you guys are going to set up your own web hosting, just use the fucking coupon code OFFTHEMARK, all right? I need some money. I get $50 every time that happens, so please do.
Oh, can I ask you this question, Andy? First of all, why are you throwing a commercial in the middle of KSL? And secondly, you didn't say what they're supposed to use the coupon code for.
For web hosting. I said if you
get set up web hosting. But for what, though? For on GoDaddy?
No, on HostGator.
Yay, GoDaddy.
Oh, on HostGator.
On HostGator.
You didn't mention HostGator.
Go to HostGator, sign up for an account, have it for at least 3 months so I get $50, and then cancel it. I can care less what you do after that. Use a coupon code off the mark or WrestleMania. I got both of them. Doesn't fucking matter.
Oh, on HostGator. Okay, I wasn't sure. You just said...
Yeah. Go. Yeah. Go suck it. Anyway, so in the Elite League, we had Doug over Chris, Oberg over Palmer, myself over Pate, Mike on top of Snyder, and Brian teabagging Aaron. Game of the week, Aaron. What is it?
Brian and me, by far.
And Brian?
I gotta agree.
Is it true that you teabagged him afterwards?
I did.
Okay.
I did.
So, Doug, what is the game of the week?
Earl Gray.
Doug, game of the week is, I agree with both of them.
Yep.
Two high scoring games.
I actually agree with it as well. Of course, Aaron said he scored second highest in the league, and he forgot that I scored second highest in the league that week. So
I scored the third highest. Andy, do you not look at timestamps on posts? Because I said I scored the second highest when I scored the second highest.
Yeah, but you forgot about stat corrections.
You shouldn't bloat until the final scores are posted there, buddy.
I don't think right. That's gloating.
Because you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to wait until the first minute of the game and say that I've got the highest score just because my defense returned a kick.
I said this before the Monday night games. I was surprised that Andy was able to come out and score a couple more points.
I always pull out, dude.
Sucks.
I pull out now, so that's what matters. So anyway, so the upset of the week, I am definitely going to have to go with myself over Dave. Thought Dave was going to do better, but he didn't. So, Aaron, what's your upset?
Brian over me.
Doug.
I don't see an upset. I think everybody who should have won.
All right. Brian, you're upset.
Oh, I have to agree with you, Andy. You shouldn't have scored that much. What the hell were you thinking?
I can't believe it either. I can't believe it's not better. So anyway, so for week two, we have Aaron facing Dave. Okay. Then we have Mike versus Brian in both leagues. Is that right? Wow. That's awesome. Then we have myself versus Palmer. Easy win. Joe versus Doug. What?
Yep. Both leagues.
And then Oberg versus Chris. What is the game of the, you know, game of the week? I'm going to say this right now. I'm going to have to say Mike and Brian and then Joe and Doug. Cause that's in both leagues. That's awesome. Doug, what do you
actually,
got?
Actually,
to be continued. It's me and Mike.
Okay.
Andy, Joe and Doug are facing each other in three leagues.
In the tester league too?
Yep.
Wow. That is big news. Yeah, I didn't know that. That's news to me. I'm surprised.
Clean sweep.
So Doug.
Calling it now, clean sweep.
So Doug, what is the game of the week and the upset of the week for you?
Game of the week, I'm going to say Joe and I.
Okay. And the upset?
Upset of the week is going to be Brian over Mike.
All right. And then, Brian, what do you got? Game of the week and upset of the week?
Oh, the game of the week is me and Mike since we're both the top of our division, 1-0.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then the upset of the week, it's probably going to be – I think it's going to be Dave over Aaron if that happens.
Okay. So, Aaron, what do you got?
I agree with Brian.
Okay.
He's spot on.
I'm going to say my upset of the week is Chris over Oberg. So anyways, in survival and pick'em news, the survival league, which apparently three strikes, no one likes, so we're not going to do that anymore. We only had Aaron, Kevin, Ty, and Palmer all have a strike this week. So Brian, if you had a lock for this week, who is it?
Yeah, I'm not sure yet. Hold on. I got to pull the schedule up. Oh, a lock. Green Bay.
Green Bay? Okay, Doug, what do you got for a lock?
I didn't pick them, but that's my lock.
All right.
I'm going to throw everybody off by not saying my pick.
Okay.
But I would say my second choice is actually going to be Minnesota over Tampa Bay.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Aaron, what's yours?
Well, obviously Pittsburgh's going to destroy Seattle, so... that's pretty easy.
Ironically, I will just tell you guys, I picked Pittsburgh. I'm just letting you know now. That's who I because I figure they're going to destroy. Seattle is going to be crying afterwards. They're just going to be crying. But
oh, wait. I forgot. You're not going to post this until like next week anyway, so I might as well give my survival pick. All right. My survival pick is Detroit over Kansas City.
Ooh, that's a – I don't know. That's going to be a tough one.
Nope.
All right.
Not after – dude, the Bills just beat the shit out of them.
Yes, they beat the shit out of them, dude, but like
– they beat the shit out of them in Kansas City.
No, are they in Detroit?
They are in Detroit.
Okay, they're going to lose. They're definitely losing, dude. There's no way they're going to win. So
as long as they don't kill Matthew Stafford, I really don't see that happening. I don't see Kansas City's defense. And they lost their best defensive back in Eric Berry, so they're done.
All right. So we need to move on. Let's move on to pick 'em. We got to, of course, say, Aaron, you're in first.
For once.
And I'm in last. Brian's in sixth place, and
I'm in seventh.
You're in seventh. So for once, Aaron is on top.
Top of Joe.
Joe is following
me. Again.
Yes. So you want to sit there and talk some shit right now?
It's only week one. I will shit talk week five if I'm up by like 5 points.
I hope you go 0-16 next week.
Well, I picked the Bears. Do you really want me to go 0-16?
Then that's different then. 1-15. Let's do that. So we need to move. Let's move on to NFL news. Brian Urlacher's mom dies. Is this going to hurt the Chicago Bears, Doug?
No.
Why?
Because he's going to come out and he's going to beat the shit out of Drew Brees, thinking that Drew Brees killed his mom.
I have to ask this, Doug. Is he going to have another mark on his face from Brian Urlacher after this game?
You won't be able to tell because all you will see is a bloody scab. That will be the only thing that remains of Drew Brees' face.
Okay. Nice. So, Brian,
won't be a penalty because he won't hit the helmet. He'll go through the visor.
He'll just run right through him. Fatality. So, Brian, what do you think?
I think, I agree with Doug. I think Drew Brees is going to then rupture both Achilles tendons, both of them.
Ooh, strong.
Just by looking at him.
Yeah.
All right. So, since Aaron doesn't know how to spell Urlacher, Aaron, what do you think?
It doesn't matter. I just threw that in there quickly, all right? You didn't do shit to prepare for this, all right? I'm going to throw that out there. But I agree. I think Urlacher is going to have a pretty good game.
I think it's going to be amazing, definitely. So I heard that, Brian, is this true that you picked up Donovan McNabb because you're going to start him?
I don't have – no.
Because he threw for only 35 yards. You thought that, hey, that's an easy, point and a half.
Definitely. I'd take Rex Grossman over McNabb now.
Ooh, sexy Rexy. Doug, what do you think about McNabb?
That was absolutely, absolutely a horrible, horrible display. I think that's just week one thing. I think he'll come back a little bit better, but it won't be better for the rest of the season.
All right, so Aaron, do you think this is real? McNabb's only going to throw under 50 yards a game?
No, McNabb is a talent, even still. Yeah, he's on the decline, but he's better than that. And so he's going to do better.
He'll double up next week.
Yeah, I bet he'll triple up, in fact. I bet he'll throw triple. I'm going crazy here, all right?
So Doug, we all have to ask the question, does Romo suck?
You know what? I think he threw the game. I really think they should look into point shaving by Tony Romo there. That was an absolute horrible pass right to the defender. Now, I have Romo, and he put up a great fantasy number, but that was a horrible, horrible pass, and yes, he does suck.
All right. Brian, does he suck?
Yep. Yep. He fumbled it, too, on the one-yard line. What the hell?
Hey, at least he's not holding the extra points. Gotta give him some credit. Aaron, does Tony Romo suck?
No, I think the problem is he's not clutch. He's like, you know what? Put me in, coach, for the first three quarters. After that, put in my backup.
Put in John Kitna. Put John Kitna.
Put a John Kitna for me. All right? He might do a little bit better.
John Kitna passes for 250 yards only in the fourth quarter.
Damn!
I'll have to admit, I don't think he sucks, but I think he's probably the best quarterback outside the red zone. I mean, think about it. Outside the red zone, he's great. You get him down there, he sucks. So is there any parting words that you guys want to talk about for the NFL, Brian?
Good luck. I'm going to go 4-0 again this week.
All right.
Counting the ESPN league.
Aaron.
Yes. I am going to get a victory in the Elite League. And in KSL, I'm a little nervous because Johnny has good matchups. But I'm pretty confident I'm going to start off 2-0.
All right, Doug.
You know what? Last year, or every other year in the Elite League, I have an awesome year where I go to the Super Bowl. This year, last year, I won it all. So this year, no high expectations. We're just going to coast through that league and still probably do decent. The KSL league, you know what? Fuck it. We're going to go all the way.
Nice. All right, dude. I'll look forward to seeing you in the Super Bowl because or the Magic Cup because that's where I'm going to be. And if you're there too, great. And then I'll smoke you on 16. So, all right. First off, I want to thank Brian for coming on the show.
Peace.
Doug, thank you for coming on the show.
Not a problem.
Aaron, thanks for stopping by as well.
I do what I can.
All right. So I just want to thank everyone for coming on to the show, of course. I want to thank myself for producing and editing this show, Section 86 and 86 Productions. And until next time, I'll see you motherfuckers on the gridiron.